During these times of lockdown, looking after our physical and our mental health is incredibly important. And there are lots of free virtual events taking place to help us do exactly that. Now, today I'm going to be chatting with Rachel Hurton from Synergy Dance Outreach to tell us what they have for you and how you can get involved. Rachel, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
Tell me, first of all, a little bit about Synergy.
Yes, well, basically, Synergy Dance Outreach was formed as a charity. So I set about creating innovative and fun, inclusive activities which appealed to all. And the main groups that we reach out to are visually impaired and blind, anyone with a long-term health condition, special needs and autism, cerebral palsy, and the deaf community. And what we do is produce accessible and fun dance, fitness, yoga, singing and related activities. And obviously during the last challenging year, what we did to continue to reach our service users and to reach out to a broader audience was to take our activities online. And we've got a number of seated workouts, Parastars yoga and Parastars dance, and audio yoga, dance and meditation for all ages.
Do you think we tend to almost think of our mental health as kind of secondary to physical health?
Yes, it's very interesting you mentioned that, because we have a case study of a teenager and we were having a conversation just the other day that mental and physical health are just both equally important. And what they're finding from these activities is if mental health is strong, physical health is strong. And often the confidence from, say, doing a yoga or dance workout leads to joining other things. It's about feeling welcome and included, and just including your skills and widening what you do to branch out to other things as well.
The sessions are accessible. Are they live, or are there sort of pre-recorded ones that people can try out in their own time?
What we've done is both. I wanted to go down the pre-recorded route so that people could choose on-demand exercise at home at a time that suits them, so they can do it first thing in the morning, lunchtime, in the evening, and they can repeat at any point that they want to. They're in charge, they're in control. So alongside that, we're also doing some active at home programs for British Blind Sport, Croydon Vision and Blind Aid, to also get that interactive community atmosphere, a bit of buzz around joining a sort of online fitness workout. And we're working on active at home with British Blind Sport. You can find us doing yoga on a Wednesday. But the advantage about pre-recordings is it really revolves around the people that wish to exercise, and they can stop, start and pick and choose as they wish.
Important as well, just to remind people that, you know, they are audio described, if you like. So if you're unable to see the screen, then it doesn't really matter.
Yes, we're aware that there's the visually impaired community comprises 2,140,000 people in the UK with sight loss, but there's different bands to that, as you'll know. So we've got severe sight loss, partial sight, mild sight, and complete blindness. So some people that might have mild visual impairment can do our seated workouts. But anyone that really is struggling can do the audios, which are completely designed for listening only. And the meditations especially are going down well, because you can put those on just before you go to sleep, first thing in the morning. Any children that have got anxiety can listen to one of those. And the workouts that we have for dance and yoga are audio described for children, teens, adults and seniors. And we had a very nice feedback from Annette, who's visually impaired from Blind Aid, asking for more. And saying, don't underestimate yoga. She found it quite hardcore and challenging, and she's asked us to carry on. But what she liked was that it's on demand, it suits when she wants to do it, and it's actually challenging her as well in a good way.
That's an interesting point, isn't it? You're taking that feedback from people and almost them telling you what they would like, perhaps, you know, a more in-depth exercise, something a bit more professional, something, you know, a bit more high impact too.
Yes, that's what Synergy is all about. We do have a mainstream company as well called Synergy Dance Mainstream, and Synergy Dance Outreach was set up to really listen to service users and what they need. So rather than prescribing, we're very reactive, and this has been a very elastic year for us of finding out what our service users need. And then reaching out to a national audience, we can benefit more and more people. But there has been a long process of finding out how it's going and getting feedback. And the feedback is that generally they would like some more. And so we're bringing out part two courses and advanced levels so that nobody reaches a plateau. And of course, many visually impaired people are going to come on board that are very fit, and others that maybe, like our case study, Rowan, who's only been to school 2 weeks this year and she can't even do her rowing because she's got long COVID. So it's all about listening at Synergy, and we're continually evolving.
The important part then, Rachel, if people would like to find out more then, what's the best way to get in touch?
So we have a main website, synergydanceoutreach.co.uk, and then we've got two platforms of inclusive classes. If you want to pop on and enrol, it's so easy. You just go into inclusive-dance-yoga.teachable.com. And if you've got any other family members that want to join in, say, a different type of course, synergy-danceonline.teachable.com. And the reason for the two platforms is we really do want to be there for everyone. No one's left behind.
Rachel, thank you for telling us all about Synergy, and thanks for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you very much for having me.